Psycho Man.
Hello, boys and girls, and welcome to episode 428 of the Motorcycle Man podcast and another interview for your listening pleasure. So joining me today in the V-Twin Cafe is Holly Duterra of Ohio Bike Week, and she is here to tell us all about the rally. But first, the Motorcycle Man podcast is brought to you by Scorpion Helmets. They are offering high-quality, innovative motorcycle helmets and technical apparel at an incredible value. So to learn more, get on over to ScorpionUSA.com. And as always, Wild Ass Seats. Now you can improve your comfort and ability to stay in the saddle longer with a cushion from Wild Ass Seats. So if you're tired of those painful pressure points and fatigue, go to wild-ass.com and tell the real Craig Johnson your ass hurts and you need a cushion. So do that. Wild Ass Seats, they're great stuff. And Tobacco Motorwear, for the best in casual riding gear for men and women, there's only one place you should be going, and that is Tobacco Motorwear. Visit them at tobaccomotorwear.com, and our listeners will get 10% off your order when you use the code MOTOMEN. Everyone here at the podcast is wearing Tobacco riding jeans, the California riding shirt, and I'm using the Roper gloves. Love this stuff. I can't tell you how much I love these products. I wear them for every ride, and I won't ride without them. So your safety is worth it. Get on over to Tobacco Motorwear and get in Dave's pants. Or you can go to the Motorcycle Men website and go to the shop and you can buy your stuff for Tobacco Motorwear. You can buy it right there, right on our website. Definite links right to it. All right, time now for the interview with Holly from Ohio Bike Week. Okay, hello, boys and girls, and here we are, episode 428. I am so confused. Joining me today, all the way from the lovely city of Sandusky. You're in Sandusky, aren't you?
I am.
Sandusky, Ohio. We got Holly from Ohio Bike Week. How you doing, Holly?
I am well. How are you doing? Good to see you, Ted.
Dandy. Pretty good. Yeah, it's good to see you, too. So what's new and exciting?
We're getting ready for 25th anniversary of Ohio Bike Week. It's going to be
really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. I'll tell you what. So before we just jump in to start chit-chatting like that, why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
I am Steve Ernst's assistant. I am one of the team leads here. So I help manage all of the fine-tuning and the details of making Bike Week happen.
That's Ohio Bike Week. Now, you said, what anniversary is this? The 25th anniversary?
25th.
Wow. I had no idea. Wow. So why don't you give us a little brief history of Ohio Bike Week?
So originally it started out, I believe, out at the dealership. We inherited it after, 5 to 7 years, somewhere in there. And we've taken it and kind of expanded it, expanded the campuses, you know, added the different national acts to it. It's become quite a thing.
Yeah, it's a big, so this whole rally takes place in Sandusky. Is that correct?
It does.
Now, Sandusky, for those who do not know, is about an hour west of Cleveland.
Correct. And an hour east of Toledo.
An hour east. So you're right in the middle.
In the middle of Cleveland and Toledo on Lake Erie.
So basically, you guys take over the entire town.
We do.
Wow. How does the town feel about that?
They have been incredible to work with. I mean, they're very supportive. We just had another all departments meeting on Monday of, you know, how do we make this work for everybody? Because the city has now paved and done a lot of work downtown here. So the roads are still closed at the moment. They will be open. Roads are more narrow, so we're not going to have quite as much room for bikes on the main drag in. So we're going to spread them out more on the waterfront.
Okay.
We won't have that center row, but they've been amazing to work with. I mean, they're knowledgeable. They know what to expect, you know, and they're very supportive, you know, of us bringing, you know.
Oh, that's great. You know, because funny, in a time where, like, especially down here, right, Myrtle Beach Bike Week is going on right now.
Yes.
And there is, there's a little bit of a disfavor for the rally itself, and I don't understand why that would be, because it brings a lot of money into the town, and I assume it's the same there where the rally brings in a lot of money for the city.
It does. I mean, we have a lot of people that come. They're spending money. They're, you know, they're eating. They're buying gasoline. You know, it's a jolt to our economy. Now, right. If the weather isn't, you know, even when the weather is great, if they come for the whole week, they usually will fit in a trip to Cedar Point, or they will go out, you know, sometimes they'll stay out at like Kalahari, which is an indoor water park, you know, where they have other things available to them, you know, because we are vacation land.
No, of course. Again, for those who don't know, the rally takes place. Give us the full dates.
The full dates are, it's going to be the 5th through the 7th for the National Acts. And the weekend before, we kind of do the lead in to that with a lot of the different local bands here at the Barrel House. So we put it on the first pier, and then we take over the second pier the second weekend.
So it is a week long event.
It is.
Wow. That's awesome. So is it May 30th? It's going to start?
May 30th. Yep.
Right through the 7th. Yep. Wow. Yep. So what's new for Ohio Bike Week this year?
Well, we have the same venues and we have some of the same rides. I know that they've added a couple of different ones. They added a ladies ride, which is kind of cool. They have a winery ride. Jesse James Dupree does a charity run. So he'll go out all the way around, like by the Lighthouse, Marblehead, and back. Where else are they going? They're doing a prison ride down
to prison ride. Are you taking people there or are you just picking people up?
Dropping them off. You know, they have a lot of different themes to them, which is nice.
Sure. All right. That's cool. As far as it goes for the crowds, I realize it's hard to really track what kind of crowds you're going to get. But do you have an estimate like what you had last year and what you're expecting this year?
We're expecting, you know, the same. Hopefully more will join. You know, this is one of our top 10 rallies in the country. So last year we had upwards of 200,000 people come through.
Nice. Wow. That's great.
I know, you know, Erie Shores and Islands, you know, also like helps track that. And, you know, they've kind of guesstimated, you know, what we've had go through and what it generates for our local economy, which is amazing.
Right. So generally, everything just does take place in the city of Sandusky itself. And then there are some outlying areas that people should
know about.
It does.
You know, we have a lot here that's available to them. You know, the Mad River dealership, the rides usually start there. Some end here at the Barrel House downtown, or they end... You know, the ladies' ride, I think, ends somewhere east, closer to Toledo. There's a lot of things in this area to keep them busy. One of the rides that we do, we actually take the ferry and we take about, I think last year we had 500, 600 bikes on the island.
Wow.
I'll throw it out there and I'll have everybody guess. I'll do a contest, you know, like I did last year and say, okay, how many bikes are on the island?
So you do a contest for that.
I'll throw it out there and I'll give somebody a shirt. If you can guess the number of bikes that I register that I send over on the ferry.
Right.
What they do is they do a dice run. So they stop and either get a stamp or a roll of the dice and they ride the entire island. And then they end up, you know, right there at the ferry where they started. And the highest score and the lowest score get a prize.
So now you're talking about the Cedar Point?
Nope.
Island?
Kelly's Island.
No. What's that?
Kelly's Island.
Kelly's Island. Where's Kelly's Island?
So Kelly's Island is...
Oh, out there. Oh my God. I'm looking at the map right now. How long does it take to get out there?
Not that long. 20 minutes, 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And
I'll register everybody out in Marblehead. So they started out there, you know, and there's a lot of those early birds that will be there ready for that first ferry.
Oh, and what goes on Kelly's Island? Anything?
Well, it's a quiet, semi-quiet little island with bars and, you know, there's putt-putt golf and gift shops. It's a little quieter pace. It's definitely quieter pace than Put-in Bay. When we take it over, like I said, there's, you know, 500-600 bikes riding around the island all day.
It's not a big island.
No, but it's fun for them because, you know, there's a winery and there's a crystal tour that you can do, you know, around and see the geodes. I mean, it's, I don't know. It's,
okay. So let's put some motorcyclists on motorcycles, send them to a little island, take them out there on a boat, get them all liquored up out there at the winery, and then have them ride their motorcycles back onto the ferry, and then ferry them back.
The Barrel House for good music.
Okay. that's pretty interesting. I didn't know you guys did. That's really awesome. Wow.
Yeah,
now, okay. So we're not talking Cedar Point. We're talking Kelly's Island. That sounds like a lot of fun. Wow. So for somebody who's attending the rally for the first time, what should they expect and what do they need to know?
For the first time, you know, I would say come get your feet wet. Come at least for the second weekend. You know, you don't have to make a week-long event out of it, but come and experience the national acts that we bring in. So this year we have Jackal on Thursday night. We have Saliva and Hinder on Friday night. And we have Queensryche on Saturday night.
We have quite a few different
local bands that'll open for them. And while that's going on the pier beside us, we still have live music, you know, going on here at the Barrel House. So
okay. Now, is there a lot of bars and happening in downtown Sandusky where there's a lot of bands playing?
No, there's not a lot of bands playing, but there's a lot of different little venues that they can, you know, kind of sprout out and off onto their own if they would like. You know, there's a rooftop bar that looks down over the pier. You know, you've got the Barrel House here. You've got Daly's behind us, you know.
Okay. Now, I know there's most rallies have like a designated area where there's going to be vendors. And I have to imagine that the same thing is going to happen in Sandusky. Or are they just going to be everywhere?
They are all over the place. So we take over the whole downtown area. Okay. We will have them located on our pier. We will take over Shoreline Drive, which runs between us and the next pier, and then all the way out the pier to where the national stage, you know, gets put up.
Okay, so this is going to happen on which street? Is it Water Street or Shoreline Drive where everything happens?
Shoreline Drive.
Okay.
And so Water Street from Daly's out is how the traffic will flow. They're actually going to open up Columbus Ave and have cars involved. So we're going to see how this goes. But you're going to have a traffic flow that's going to be able to go out that way. So we will take over everything going east.
Wow. No kidding.
Going west.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Going west.
I feel like this is going to be like just like nuts and crazy.
Yeah. We're just putting the traffic over a little bit. When the parade comes into town, so usually we have the Outlaws take over all of Water Street going west. And then we usually fill in Columbus going backward. So we'll leave that block of Columbus open. We'll take over, you know, the parking garage, the parking Jackson Street parking.
Wow.
And all those streets. So we should be okay if we need to, you know, and then we'll take over Washington Row up front. If we need to expand that or shut off, you know, the police will be here. They're totally supportive and, you know, well aware what's going on. They'll, you know, we have enough bikes.
Okay.
We'll close down another block.
Excellent.
Perfect. We're hoping that we have great weather. That'll be on Saturday. We have the George Roeder Memorial Ride.
Okay.
In Monroeville at Roeder's. And they come from there all the way downtown. And they end up here, you know, so that's when we have the majority, you know, most bikes at any one time is that day.
Okay. All right. As far as somebody's, again, attending it for the first time, what about lodging or places and camping and things like that? Where do most people stay? It must be like a lot of Airbnbs in the area or things like that.
Yeah, there are. We have a ton of Airbnbs available. Also, there's plenty of camping around. There's hotels, housing, because of Cedar Point, you have housing in any different direction. And if you want to stay closer to the action, like I said, there's a rooftop bar down the street that actually has a hotel attached to it. If you want to be in it, I have actually stayed in that building during bike week. Should I recommend it? You're going to hear bikes all night long.
Oh, okay.
First thing in the morning. So, you know, it's fun if you want to stay in the action, or you can stay out on 250 right across from the Mad River Dealer, the dealership there. We do have music there as well in the pavilion, so we'll have more of the acoustic type music out there, but that'll be going on all week as well. So you kind of pick your pace, you know, what kind of crowd you want to be, you know, in the national acts, shoulder to shoulder, or you want to sit and, you know, enjoy a beer and be casual about it. Go to Mad Week.
Right. Okay. Now, say I'm coming into town and I've got a big motorhome. Where am I going?
There's a campground out by Cedar Point, out back around behind the park. And then there's also one that I know of right as you come in Cleveland Road to downtown. There's a KOA there. And then,
okay, so there's plenty of places for people to bring their monster size RVs.
Absolutely.
And stuff like that. Okay.
There's also one outskirts, like by Route 2, so you could easily get to, you know, the starting point of Mad River for any of the rides if you wanted to do them, and you're a couple minutes from downtown.
Okay. We already talked about the concerts. You got some great national acts. Are you still adding acts?
No, the musical lineup is done by now.
You're done by now? Okay. Aside from the concerts, what else can attendees do? I'm sure there must be other activities that they get, aside from the rides and stuff like that. What else in the area can attendees get involved with?
You can eat, you can drink, you can dance. You can attend the Mickey Mart Burnout, which is going to be out on 250. It's just down, it's not directly across from the dealership, but it's close by. So we have Twisted Tea that has partnered with them. And they will do a big burnout competition out there. They do, I think, a slow ride. What else do we have going on? I mean, there's a sound competition. There will be...
Bike shows?
Yeah. When they come back from that Jesse James ride and they park them out on the pier, because we haven't taken that over yet. You know, I mean, there's no national acts at that moment. They take over the grass out there, and they'll have all the different really well decked out bikes that everybody can vote on.
Is that the Jackson Street Pier?
It is.
All right. Okay. Yeah. Now I know. See, I'm getting informed here.
How much money some people put into those bikes. It's crazy.
Yeah, I know. Oh my God. Cause I was at Sturgis last year and man, these people like spend a boatload of money on it. Now the rides, we talked about that briefly. How many different, guided rides are there going to be?
Guided?
Yes.
I believe it's 1, 2, 3. I'm going to say 7.
Wow. Okay.
There are also a couple more that I was just made aware of. We have 2 rides that'll be coming in from Lorain, so suburb of Cleveland. Those are going to be somewhere 300-500 bikes the second weekend. So they're coming out the first weekend, which will be the 31st.
Okay.
And they're doing their ride, and they'll have I got him a police escort to get downtown here. He's expecting that there will be another overflow, so that they don't know how many that will be on the second ride. The second ride actually is going to coincide with our parade day. Okay. But we're going to have a lot of bikes downtown that day. Because have the Outlaws that bring all theirs down, you have the parade coming down, and you will have this ride coming out of Cleveland coming downtown before the parade hits.
Okay. Wow. Because, I'm looking at your website, and you have the brewery tour, which is probably going to be very fun.
Yes.
You also have the poker run, which is good.
That's always fun.
Yep. Of course, we already talked about the Kelly's Island dice run and a winery tour. Your guys are bound and determined to get people a little liquored up. I see that.
No matter what you like to do, we've got a ride for you.
Okay, yeah, that's great. So tell us about the sponsors of the rally. Last year you had quite a few, and I get the impression that you've picked it up a notch and you've got more sponsors this year.
We do. We actually have one of our local attorneys, Kyle Wright, has stepped up and become one of the major sponsors. Mickey Mart is a major sponsor. The Cole family, you know, owns all the Mickey Marts in the area, you know, so they have done the burnout with us. They are also the sponsor for the parade this year. So we will have the Mickey Mart Moose riding in a sidecar leading the parade.
Oh, wow. Cool. And of course, now, has Progressive always been your sponsor?
Yes.
They've been the main sponsor. Mad River, Harley-Davidson, of course. The Barrel House, naturally. And so it seems like the usual cast of characters that end up with a lot of these rallies. Right. Twisted Tea.
He's amazing.
Wow. They all treat you good, right?
They do. They're amazing to work with, you know, very cooperative, very generous. They bring us, you know, umbrellas and giveaways and they're.
Now, as far as goes for vendors, I know we briefly talked about this. Do you have a vendor count? Do you know how many vendors are actually going to be at the rally?
Our vending team, I'm sure, does. I do not know that number off the top of my head. I can just
what?
Every available spot will be full. I know that we curate it in such a way that we do not have two pizza vendors and two taco trucks and, you know, two leather dealers. Right. It is.
Well, you do know that you can never have too much pizza.
So. We do have it curated in such a way, though, that we have a wide variety. And
oh, good. Okay.
Here at Mad River, all the way down shoreline, and then all the way out the pier. So you'll have a wide variety of food. There's a noodle truck that comes. There's barbecue.
A noodle truck?
Yeah. With the vegetables and, you know.
Oh, wow.
It's, awesome. It's actually quite a rig.
Oh, wow. Ballpark it for me. Give me a number. How many do you think vendors are you going to have? Over 100?
Yeah.
200?
Over 100.
Over 100. Okay, so between 100 and 200. That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's quite a bit. That's quite a bit. How much does it cost to attend the rally?
Guess what? You can't say this about a lot of things in life anymore, but it's free.
Wow, it's free. Really? Wow, it's free. So it costs you nothing except the money you want to spend.
Exactly.
Wow, that's good.
Buy dinner out, buy it here. You know, come see a national act, you know, concert. Well. Money is if you want to be a VIP and you want to be in that front section, that does cost money.
Okay, well, tell us about that. Do you have different levels of VIP tickets, stuff like that?
We do. So you can do a 1 day or you can do the 3 day.
Right.
You know, where you can purchase, you know, and just have the wristband for all 3 days. Or you can do the general admission and it costs you nothing. You know, and you're going to be able to see a national act.
Right.
You know, on the lakefront. Enjoy
okay.
Beautiful weather and, you know, blue skies.
Wow. So how much does a VIP pass cost?
Hold that thought. I think they're I know they were on discount beforehand. And I apologize. I don't track these because, again, I'm not, not the corporate sales. I am the vending or the sponsorships. That's what I am.
Oh, okay.
Let's see what. Get a VIP pass. I know they were on a discount. I think they were like, if you buy early, which is my recommendation, anybody that's going to come, you know, always
right.
Buy early. 3 day VIP pass. Yeah, the early bird was $69, and oh, it's still up as an early bird.
Okay.
I'm on it right now. It's $69, $77 with tax. I know that's going to change.
Wow. And that gets you access, VIP, upfront access to all the acts that are playing.
It does.
Wow. What a deal, huh? No.
Well, Brett Michaels held his guitar out for people to play last year. Just saying.
Really?
He sure did.
Wow. Did anybody grab it?
They did.
Anybody play it? Oh, they know.
Yeah, I don't know about play it, but he held it out and they touched it, so.
No, wow. Okay. Hey, so when do you guys start planning this rally? Okay, the rally. Say rally's going to end in a couple weeks. You're going to be done. When do you start planning for 2026?
Basically, as soon as we can come up from air from this one.
Oh, no way. So you start right away, huh?
Well, I mean, when we had the all departments meeting with the city, I mean, we're already laying the groundwork of let's do this year. And then next year we'll discuss how we expand it that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you're,
do you get a lot of, oh, I got a great idea for next year. Could they get a lot of that stuff?
So you're constantly kind of just layering it. It really gets intense music-wise. Steve does all that planning, you know, in the early months of the year. And then March, April, you know, it really starts steamrolling. And May, we're in the thick of it.
Oh, wow. No kidding. So you're going all year long then. Wow.
Yeah, fire extinguishers, you know, the signage, bike racks, you know, all those little details that people don't think of. Cleaner,
yeah.
You know, all the food vendors, having it all mapped out. I mean, there's just a lot that goes into it.
Wow. How many porta potties do you guys get?
That's a good question. It's a bunch.
Oh, really?
Bunch.
Yeah, I just thought it. I was like, I wonder how many.
That Colette from our vending team, it's her husband that supplies them. So
okay. Brings, there you go.
They're lined on the street. They're out at the end of the pier. I mean, there's a lot, and they have good availability and accessibility to them. We do all attended.
Excellent.
Which is nice.
What kind of feedback do you get from the city government and local communities?
They're great about it. You know, the local communities, actually Toledo they were reaching out to try to tag on with us.
No kidding.
Because originally, you know, years ago, we did used to kind of work, you know, in tandem with Toledo. So you had another campus out there. That could be a cool thing, you know, maybe for next year, you know, to, you know, expand that way again.
Right.
But
and how far is Toledo from Sandusky?
Toledo's an hour.
It's another hour. Oh, yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah, so you're smack dab in the middle.
Right.
Wow.
Now, the city's great. You know, one of the guys down there at the city is actually one of my favorites for taking pictures for me. He puts his drone up and captures some of the best shots for me that I can utilize, you know, then later for thank you notes or what have you.
Okay.
Like, they're very supportive, and they'll utilize those pictures themselves, you know, for showcasing Sandusky and, you know, what we have to offer here.
All right. What about the local population? You get feedback from them as well?
Yeah, for the most part, everybody likes it. You know,
oh, good.
You're always going to have that person that says, you know, like,
get off my lawn, right?
All your motorcycles, you know, but, you know, it's a week, and it's a lot of money, and it's jobs, you know?
Yeah. And it's how many people does the rally hire during that week? Do you know?
I don't know. A couple hundred.
Really? No kidding.
Yeah.
And I have to assume that many of the venues, the clubs, the bars, the restaurants, I guess they hire more people as well, right?
They do. You have to have extra staff, an extra bartender. We actually bring in bartenders that are off the circuit. So they all do the circuit, you know, they are, you know, in Myrtle and they come here and they head to Sturgis and.
No kidding. Really? Yeah. See, I didn't know that. I didn't know it was
this is the feedback from them. They love doing Sandusky.
No kidding.
They really do. Yeah. So that, you know, that sounds always nice, you know, to have somebody who's experienced all of them and says, this is one of my favorites. This is really up there, you know.
Oh, good. Well, so how can people learn more about Ohio Bike Week?
Well, check out our website at ohiobikeweek.com and, you know, get yourself a pass or just come on down on the 5th through the 7th for those national acts. Come down the weekend before to the Barrel House.
So that is the 25th anniversary rally happening between May 30th and June 7th for the full 7 day. And then you got the concerts toward the end of the week. That's all. Everything happens. Any last words for those who may want to visit Ohio Bike Week or who has never been to the rally?
Come on down. Never been a better day than today.
That's right.
Bucket list, do it now. Life's short. See the show.
You know, the more I talk to you about this rally, I think I need to attend. It's just not gonna happen this year.
VIPs when you do, Ted.
Yeah. Oh, really? For me?
For you? I'd love to be able to find a way to contest a couple out, you know, from your podcast.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah, we can do that. We can definitely do that. No problem.
Do that. I'd love, you know.
You know, so you've got, if you haven't made the decision to go, you've got a week to make your mind up to go. And I highly recommend you go. I will not be going this year. Who knows? I don't know. America, I can hit the lottery this week and they'll say I'll go, but we don't know. But Holly, listen, I want to thank you very much for being on the show, telling us all about Ohio Bike Week. And I do wish you guys a lot of luck and a wonderful rally this year.
Thanks so much, Ted. We appreciate you coming and, you know, visiting with us. And we look forward to hopefully you coming out next year.
Absolutely. Don't go anywhere. I want to talk to you when we're done. But thank you very much for being on the show.
You're welcome.
The Motorcycle Man podcast is supporting David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. If you would like to help and be a part of something that actually makes a difference, donate today to David's Dream and Believe Cancer Foundation. Go to davidsdreamandbelieve.org to donate. Links will also be in the show notes. And, of course, the Gold Star Ride Foundation. We're helping families of fallen soldiers and making a difference in the lives of those left behind. So if you'd like to be a part of a great cause and get some heartfelt miles in, go to goldstarride.org and learn how you can participate in the next Gold Star Ride. And Chasing the Cure, we're helping long-haul Paul Peeland complete his mission to ride a million miles for MS. Now, he was told many years ago that a cure for MS was a million miles away, so he decided to ride that million miles for that cure. You can help him by going to longhaulpaul.com and donate for his quest for that cure for MS. Thank you for joining me and Holly from Ohio Bike Week here in the V-Twin Cafe, where she told us all about the rally. Now, you can learn more about the rally by getting on over to www.ohiobikeweek.com. Links will be in the show notes and, of course, on the Motorcycle Men website at motomenpc.com. And don't forget to head on over to the Motorcycle Men website, and you can get yourself a chance to win VIP passes to the concert events at the rally. Links are also in the show notes. And don't forget to get on over to the Ride with Ted YouTube channel. Watch many of the videos that I have there. If you would please also like and subscribe, that would be a tremendous help to the channel and, of course, to the podcast. All right, for the rest of the Motorcycle Men team, thanks for listening. And remember, we say stupid crap so you don't have it. Ride safe, kids.